So this story begins with a 17-year-old and his chickens.
I'm actually going to be butchering them tomorrow.
It is a windy day outside of Carroll, and Jamie Pudens is cutting across the long gravel driveway on his family's farm. Jamie is the image of a corn-fed farm boy. Blonde hair, broad shoulders, an easy, open smile. Inside his shed are low-to-the-ground cages filled with white chickens. Despite what Jamie told me on the phone, it really doesn't smell that bad. But there's something awkward about the birds. They're kind of like gawky teenage boys whose feet are too big for their limbs, except reversed. Jamie says the broiler birds are genetically modified. They used to take 96 days to mature. Now it just takes 48.
Humans eat 90 pounds of chicken on average a year, and this is the way to achieve it, and this is the way to meet the man now today. So,
but Jamie feels like his dream of one day having a cow-calf herd of his own is under threat.
If the attack continues where they want to shut down livestock production, I'm without a job.
Jamie walks out of his shed with his agriculture teacher, Colby Birch. Birch tells me about a speech Jamie made to the Future Farmers of America student competition. Birch describes the hard work that Jamie put in. The competitors are allowed to use flashcards, but Jamie, he memorized the whole thing. And he was one of 12 to make it to the state finals in Ames. Birch says a judge lashed out at Jamie there. That led to a press release from the Iowa Farm Bureau. It was entitled, "Bullying the Farm Kid." And there's that word. Bully.
Do you feel like that's a fair term?
I do. I think it fits perfectly. I think that the man simply disagreed with Jamie, and so he bullied him.
We don't really know what happened. The Future Farmers of America wouldn't talk on tape. But Scott Johnson, their executive secretary, said in an email that the untold story is that these judges were pretty challenging for many of the 12 participants in the event, and not just one individual. But that's not how it felt to Jamie. He takes me to the barn's kitchen so he can show me his speech, and his mom brings us soda pop.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks so much.
And she jokingly chides Jamie for not being a gentleman and offering first. He apologizes, and then he pulls out stapled sheets of white, wrinkled paper.
Next to the middle of my speech, where I say, now let's focus a bit on the importance of animal agriculture. This is an industry that has been villainized by such internet films as The Matrix, Food Incorporated, and HSUS undercover footage of hog confinements in poultry barns.
HSUS is the Humane Society of the United States.
I'm Wayne Pacelli, and I'm president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Jamie Pudens.
Yeah, so Jamie, you know, draws from these sources, I presume. And he, you know, he adopts the party line. And I'm sure in 5 years, Jamie's attitudes are going to be totally different because there's no future in holding the line on confinement crates.
Pacelli says he's not Jamie's enemy. But if you talk to farmers, Wayne Pacelli and the Humane Society, they come up a lot.
Well, I am a unpaid board member for Protect the Harvest.
That's Eric Helland, a former Republican legislator from Johnston. Protect the Harvest has a clear mission. It's literally to take down the Humane Society.
Wayne Pacelli, the head of HSUS, is on record saying that he would like to do away with animal production agriculture all the way across the United States.
Of course, it's completely false. It's always been false.
Pacelli says that the Humane Society doesn't want to end livestock farming. He just wants to make it sustainable and humane. This argument could go on forever. One's political agreement is the other's blackmail. Both say science is on their side. The other side is just manipulating emotions, coining language like puppy mills or freedom to farm. And they say the other side is no better than a classroom bully.
Point of Protect the Harvest is, guys, we've been bullied enough. Now it's time to stand up and start throwing punches back at them.
Who's really the bully? When people are taking advantage of animals, who's the bully?
Do you think that there's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides?
No, I don't. I don't think that it's one of those things where, you know, the truth is in the middle. I don't think the truth was in the middle when, you know, our nation fought about child labor or slavery.
But there is someone in the middle. Jamie. and he's worried by the things he's heard the Humane Society and Pacelli say, enough that he brings up Pacelli's name.
If you could ask him one question, what would you ask him?
Why? It would be, what's the reasoning? I mean, he has, and obviously I might even be built up to say something that I don't even realize it's in my conscience. I've been told it so much. But at this point, he's been told so much that livestock production is bad. And when I would really like to have a raw answer why, so I can understand where you're coming from.
Perhaps Jamie has hit on the one clear truth in all of this, that both sides are throwing out arguments so well rehearsed they've become rote. And both sides see themselves as fighting for the oppressed and claim the other guy, he's the one standing on the bully pulpit. In Carroll, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.